You guys know the movie Groundhog's Day, right? Where it feels like the same day over and over and over again. Well, that's probably what it feels like when you're flipping through profiles when you're online dating, right? Like you've seen the same profile again and again and again and again. She's not just one of those profiles. You're also probably one of those profiles. And no one loves to live the same day over again because it's boring. So make your profile interesting, enticing, alluring, clever, something that she's never seen before. And I promise you, the amount of times you get swiped on left will go down drastically. So if you want more matches, stop wasting time, stop living in Groundhog's Day, and having the same experience on a dating app day in and day out. So go to kristenandchill.com. If you want help with your banter, of course, I'm there for that. But I'm also here to make you look your best, sound your best, and appear your best. So you can start getting those matches and getting on to dates.
Not getting any, but want a hell of a lot more, then I can help. I have a team of wing girls, this is Marnie, by the way, who want to help you put an end to all of your frustrations, confusions, and struggles with women. If you want power, control, and confidence over your dating life, then all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com. That's two G's, winggirlmethod.com/letmehelp. Together, we'll come up with a tailor-made plan of attack to ensure you have the tools you need to be a master with women and finally start getting some. Whether it's for fun, love, exploration, my wing girls will make certain you get what you want. All you got to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/letmehelp. Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we talk about money and women and how your relationship with them mirrors each other, how they are directly tied to one another, how you view money and your attitude towards money is most likely the same way that you're dealing with women. And we're going to talk about how to change it, how to shift it and make it better so you can have lots of money and lots of women coming your way. So keep listening.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Ask Women podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source women and occasionally some men. And today we have a really good man on the show with us. He is the author of Money Grows on Trees, the best-selling author, I should note, Jeremy Alexander Newsom. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for hanging with us. And not just because your camera settings look so cool and cinematic,
yes, but
because you have so much to share with us.
Yes, I'm very, very thrilled about this topic and about this podcast and helping so many of your listeners.
Yeah, well, let's first talk about money and what it means to people. Like, I might be throwing you off a little bit when I'm asking this question, but like, I know so many guys, whenever I post a video on YouTube, they're like, yeah, forget everything Marnie says. Just show her your wallet. The wallet's what gets everything. So I want to just hear from both of you, maybe like a little bit of a perspective on money and attraction and why money is attractive and why money might help or hurt people's attraction levels.
Hmm. Money can do both of those things because it's a tool, but here's one of my beliefs about money. Money can buy happiness and it can buy confidence if you know where to shop.
Oh.
So the aspects of individuals, let's say men, if they have money, they are more confident very frequently because they know that they can buy certain things. But here's the challenge. Money will solve all of your money problems.
Mm-hmm.
But relationships is not a money problem.
Oh, that's a good line. I like that. Okay. I love that. Okay. So tell me more about that. So money will solve all your money problems, but relationships is not a money problem.
But monies can cause relationship problems.
Sure. It can.
Yeah, it can, right? Because money expands everything that it touches. So when you're talking about, let's say, a gentleman that has an ego, and most men have pretty fragile egos. If we have a bunch of money, what's that going to do? It's going to expand everything that it touches. So if a man only has money and he's going to do one thing with money and that's all he can do, then he's going to fall short in a lot of other areas. And he's going to try his best to make up for that with money, but it's going to fall short because, again, women love everything, but they really, really love security, being listened to, and having trust. And what comes down to trust for all women that I'm aware of is men holding themselves to an integrity standard. Say what you're going to do, do what you're going to say. You do those two things, you can have money, awesome. But if you don't, you're still someone who is a bumbling idiot who never does anything. And that's not attractive to women.
I think so too. I totally agree with you. So tell me how your relationship with money mirrors your relationship with women. Because some guys who are listening right now, maybe they're like, I don't have any money. So I don't have money and I don't have the relationship. So like, tell us how it all kind of fits together.
Yeah. Well, that's what's cool. And I like how you said that, right? Like, wait a minute, dude, I don't have money or a girl. Like, what's the issue there? So money, what's amazing to me, and this is, again, all my opinion, of course, but money is a very masculine type of energy. And the way it's going to mirror your relationship for the listeners, for my men out there, is if you are not aware of what your masculine energy is, or how to really portray it into the world and produce value and use your masculine energy for creation, well, guess what you're going to have a problem doing? Creating relationships or producing value into the world. So much value that a woman will come up to you versus you having to approach the woman sometimes. You have the ability and the capacity to create. And what women love is creation. Men who have purpose, men who have drive, men who have integrity, as I mentioned earlier, those are the things that will naturally create money. So if you don't have money, it's because that you're not adding enough value to the world. And you're not creating enough standards for yourself.
Okay, tell me more about this because it's so funny. Sorry that I cut you off.
No, please. All good.
We're reading these books to our boys right now. The Way of the Warrior Kid by Jocko Willink.
I love that guy.
Okay. So he's amazing. Like he writes books for adults as well.
Yeah.
I honestly think that every guy should read the kids' versions of these books because they're like in the first book that we just read, it's all about focusing on effort. And it talks about how you might look at other people who have these skills and think that they just naturally are born with them, but they learned these skills. They earned these skills. Maybe there's one skill that they have naturally, but there's one skill that you have naturally, but they put the effort in. And effort is like such a big word for me right now that I'm trying to pass off onto other people. Like if you don't put the effort in, you're not going to get anything out of it. And that's kind of like mirroring what you're talking about right now. It's about putting the effort in, take the steps to create, either create a full life where you have women around you all the time or create an environment where you could bring in more money. So I just would love to hear you expand on that a little bit.
Yeah. And Kristen, did you want to say something? It looked like you want to say something.
Well, I am a testament to what Marnie's talking about with effort and learning it as a child because I didn't know that. And I was a dancer and I just thought, well, this is as good as I am. So this is as good as I'll stay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that incredible dancers had the talent, but then worked really, really, really hard. Yeah. So I always thought, you are what you are and that's it. And there's nothing you can do about it. And then it took me, I don't know, until 35
last
to go,
week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, oh, I could practice this
Wait,
and get better
like,
at it?
Work at things?
Yeah.
What a concept. But if you don't realize it, especially for guys that are listening that are younger, if you don't realize this at a young age, you will regret it at an older age, which is not my age. I'm not old by any means.
Right, exactly. No. But it's even, to be honest, learning this at any age. I had somebody write in to me today who's part of my Inner Circle coaching program. It's an 8-week program. And he wrote in, he said, you know, I'm really upset because it's nearing on the 8 weeks and I don't have a girlfriend and I don't have dates yet. He's like, granted, I haven't done any of the work in the program, but I have showed up to a couple of the flirting sessions. And I'm like, read your email below. That's the solution. So it's just so interesting. So like, and this guy is like 65. So it's, you could still learn at 65 to put in effort into things. So anyway, we're jabbing on and on, but I want to hear what Jeremy has to say about this.
You're doing perfect, ladies. And men are comprised of two things, value and standards. And when you're talking about value and standards, most men haven't accomplished anything of value, which gives them their standards in generally a very long time. It might've been since high school, right? The good old days. And when in high school, they were able to talk to girls and they felt comfortable, whatever. But since then, what have they done? One of my favorite quotes is, money will not buy a finish line. And what I mean by that is you can have $1 million, but if you're not willing to put in effort, time, energy on bettering yourself as a man by essentially doing hard things. Let's take an Ironman race, for example, which is a full distance triathlon. That's 2.5 mile swim, 112 mile bike ride. And then after you finish those two things,
I know, I just got nauseous.
Then you
too.
Run a marathon. Then you run a marathon.
Yeah. That's insane.
That's value for a man, right? That's character, because men have to be broken like a phoenix and then be built back up.
Or is it like a mental illness?
Yeah.
Putting yourself through that seems a little bit like cutting. Like it's like the outgoing person's version of cutting.
Right. It's the socially acceptable version of cutting.
Yeah.
It is something that will absolutely give you value, and you will know your worth, right? At the end of these finish lines, for a lot of either endurance athletes or athletes in general, you've accomplished something. And again, what have most men accomplished? Let's take money out of the equation. Other than potentially having some money, there are other things that a woman wants to talk to you about. She wants to brag on you. Women want to admire you. So do something admirable.
I agree. I totally agree. So maybe you could speak to us about like how guys can take these first steps to putting in effort towards money, because you're a money guy, right? Like you're saying money can grow on trees. So like, where's the effort that they can put in to get more money? And then also the effort that they can put in to becoming better with women. Just to give like concrete examples of a step one, step two, step three of what to do.
No, great question. So step one, there's a book called Think and Grow Rich. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very, very popular book. But what do most men not do? Read books. Right? If you want to...
Well, some women don't either, which is me.
Sure. Yeah. But if you want to lead, you must read. There are certain aspects like Giacomo, right? When you're talking about creating something of substance, creating something of true depth and value and honor. And guess what? You can start having conversations with women about the books that you read. Holy smokes, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Now, as you're starting to read books with the word money in the title. That is a way that you can start understanding money at different levels. There's so many great books. I'm going to give a shout out to one of my favorite authors. Her name is Jen Sincero, and she wrote a book called You're a Badass at Making Money. Such a good book. Start reading books with the word money in the title, because you will become more familiar with unique concepts. Like, check this one out, ladies. You can rent out your stock like you rent out a house. Now, a lot of people know how to rent out houses, but they have no idea how to rent out their stock. Well, how would you learn that? You can learn it through books. You can learn it through courses. You can learn it through YouTube videos. But that's a very, very fun and interesting strategy that men can implement right now in their retirement accounts, in their Robinhood accounts, and their trading accounts, where they can start creating extra cash.
I'm writing to my financial advisor right now. And that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. No, but I love what you're saying. So like, and I just want to put like a blanket statement out there. And I love that you just said YouTube videos, online courses, like that it's not just a book, but what you're talking about is seeking information and immersing yourself in the content or the topic that you're trying to become great in. So for example, if it's learning piano, you listen to classical music, you watch a YouTube video, you become familiar with the keys. It's really becoming more knowledgeable, because knowledge creates experience and experience creates confidence. And I think like that's how you grow in a space.
Yes.
So unlike the guy who wrote into me saying like, I'm still failing, I haven't done anything.
Right.
But signing up for your program hasn't brought me the luck that I've been hoping for.
Well, again, back to what you said earlier, it's that integrity. The reason he's single and 65 is because he lacks integrity.
Yeah.
When he signed up for your course, he could very easily say, all right, here's the five things I'm going to do. And then?
Do them.
Yep. Women want to be with a man filled with integrity. They want, because that builds trust. And that's the number one value that a woman needs in a man in their relationship is trust. And if a man can't trust himself with money because he's always chasing the new shiny object, he never has a really good foundation of currency, well, guess what? That same type of lack of trust is going to start spiraling over into his relationship with this woman.
Yeah. Well, you had mentioned one thing that we were going to talk about today, which is why should you do hard things, which I feel like is very in line with what we're talking about right now. Can you tell me more about that? Like, why should they do this triathlon? Why should we do hard things? What benefit does it help for people and then for the guys listening as men?
Yep. I mean, both men and women if you want to create more value inside of your body, not only a health value, but I'm talking like, you know that you are worth something. When you accomplish things, you are going to feel more worthy. And when you feel more worthy, you can ask for bigger things because you have a foundation to stand on.
Yeah.
My wife says it really cool. There's a lot of coaches and people out there on the internet where they'll say at some point, oh, I feel like I have imposter syndrome. Well, sometimes you have an imposter syndrome. Sometimes you're an imposter, which means if you start actually accomplishing things, and then you can have discussions with other human beings like, yes, I did this triathlon. Yes, I did this 100-mile race. Yes, I did 14,000 push-ups in a day. You start coming up with a really unique list of things that you actually accomplished when you could have these discussions with people. It makes you feel accomplished. And when you feel accomplished, you feel better and more worthy for asking for things.
Absolutely. How do we keep that in check though? Because it's funny. I was having a conversation with my husband yesterday and I went on to this mastermind recently with this group of people who I hadn't seen in so long, who 15 years ago, I was looking at this group of people thinking like, oh my God, they're all so much better than me. And yesterday I got on and I was like, what? I'm doing it better than all of them. And I said to my husband, I don't want to feel that ego. I don't actually like the feeling of that because it doesn't make me keep trying.
Yeah.
I liked feeling it, but you know what I'm saying? I didn't love the negative side to it. So how do you kind of make sure to keep that in check? I want to celebrate myself. I want everybody to celebrate their achievements, but I don't want them to become like egomaniacs where they think that they're the best. So how do you keep that in check?
Yes. I'll answer it with two answers. So number one, my definition of humility is being able to say yes without having the need to tell the whole story. So that's the humility. It's like, yes, I did this. And then you can just stop there. Right? You don't have to go on and
write.
All right. Second part of that question. So if you're talking about how someone can, like, what can you do to keep that ego in check? Go do hard things that you suck at so that you lose. Yeah. It's my favorite. Yeah. Like put money on the line.
Yeah.
You incorporate those two things. Ironically enough, there's such a humongous soul shift that will happen. For example, I go do jiu-jitsu and I'm a white belt in jiu-jitsu, meaning I'm going to get beat by everyone. And when I get beat, Marnie, by a woman of your size,
because like,
I'm cute. I'm 6'4". I'm a massive guy, right? 220. I'm a big dude. But women can crush me in jiu-jitsu if they are very familiar with the art, if they know a lot about the martial art and they know how to make the movements. It's not about strength or size. It's about technique. That will humble you very quickly.
Yes.
So we're doing long distance races, right? I got passed by a 67-year-old lady named Barbara on a bicycle during one of my races. Ego, murdered.
Yeah.
And it's okay. That's a great way to keep it in check.
I love it. That's actually very reassuring to hear and something great for the guys to listen to, because like once you get into the ego category, then you just suck. Like then you're just the annoying bragger. So I think that's amazing advice.
Oh man, it's rough.
Yeah. I want to take a quick break because Kristen just disconnected because I think her Wi-Fi was having some issues, but I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the four ways you're sabotaging your success with money and with women. So we will be back right after this message from our sponsors. Please do not fast forward because these sponsors are what keep us on the air. They keep us doing these podcasts and can afford, you know, all of this to happen for you and for us. So keep listening. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you know that people are having less sex than ever? That's kind of sad. And maybe you're having less sex because it's just not very good. And truthfully, that's really, really sad because being intimate with another human being is one of the best things about being alive. If you've had it really great before, you will know this. If you haven't had it that great before, you won't know this. So if you don't know this, you are missing out big time. And with something that I'm about to tell you about, it will help you learn how to make it so good so that you're no longer missing out big time. So you need to know it can be mind-blowing. But how do you make it mind-blowing? Do you just think it up? No, you go to beducated.me/askwomen50. Beducated is an online course, almost like college level, basically college level, like maybe even graduate level or PhD level studies on how to be amazing in bed. They have hundreds of courses with categories like couple practices, libido and desire, sensual massage, I'll take that, LGBTQ stuff, kink and BDSM, oh my gosh, communication, pleasing a penis, and of course pleasing a vulva because you can't have one without the other in all fairness, tantra, erotic dancing, sexual health, solo practice for vulva owners. Are they talking to me? Solo practice for penis owners, dating, anal pleasure. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. You can get super specific in terms of penetration, intimate touch, squirting, cunnilingus, the BJ, a roadmap to intimacy. It lays it all out for you, just like she will lay it all out for you after taking these courses. This is a can't miss opportunity because from Ask Women right now, we give you 50% off. Yes, 50% off all of this. This is an encyclopedia, essentially. So whether you're struggling in the bedroom to keep things exciting, or you don't even know where to start when first hooking up with a girl, maybe you've never had sex before and you're really intimidated, or maybe you've been with your wife for a while and you guys just feel like friends, this is the place to go to improve on all of that or make all of that disappear. So I want you to pause this podcast right now and go to beducated.me/askwomen50. It's the amount that you're going to save when you sign up with our promo code. So again, that's beducate.me/askwomen50. Do not miss out on this. She or whoever you're with will get on their knees and thank you in more than just one way. So yeah, don't miss out.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it. All right, we're back with Kristen and we're back with Jeremy Alexander, author of Money Grows on Trees. And we're going to talk about the four ways you are sabotaging your success with money and with women. So tell us about that.
Number one, you're not focusing on your healing.
Okay.
So when I say healing, I can tell, Marnie, that you've done a lot of inner work just with some of the words and some of the discussions that you're saying and talking about ego, right? A lot of men don't even know what ego is. And I know that because I was that guy, you know, 7, 8 years ago. I was like, what's an ego? I don't have an ego. This is stupid. I'm a great dude.
Yeah.
Right. So healing is really addressing some of those pebbles in your shoe on the marathon to success because you keep doing the same things over and over and over. Example, you eat really clean for 2 weeks and you fall right back into that habit of binging and you eat a bunch of Ben and Jerry's and you have a 12 pack and it kind of ruins everything because you, once you do that, you do it
yeah,
continuously. Well, that's a pattern that can be broken, but that's going to require you to go in and figure out why. Why do you revert that way? Why do you do that? Why do you take certain steps? These are journeys that many, many men, especially when it comes down to alcohol, can easily, easily overcome, because the sabotage comes down to the four things, as I mentioned, right? Number one is healing earlier, but the other three, porn, alcohol, drugs.
Yep.
If you find ways to remove those from your life for the rest of your life, you all know, every single person who's listening, it will make your life so much better, cleaner, faster, easier, more simple. And again, it's going to allow for humongous expansion so that you can start really attracting and being with a woman of incredible value and depth and honor.
Yeah, totally agree. Okay, let's hear number two. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's really, those are the big ones, right? That's the one. So the number one way is start healing early and heal yourself from the need and the addiction and the feeling that you have to always have alcohol when you're at parties. There's no other way to enjoy yourself when you're by yourself, except you have to watch porn. And then an immediate, like, instant gratification life of, I want to feel something different. I don't want to feel the day-to-day. I want to escape from my hard week of work because I'm going to go do some drugs on the weekend. Imagine a life where you don't have to take that choice, where you can make an entirely different decision. That will help not only your money, but your relationship with your woman will soar so unprecedentedly, because now you get to have real depth of conversations without having any aid to help you.
There's got to be something to said also for worthiness and the feeling of knowing that you deserve money, not laying around doing nothing, but...
You know what? I have a problem with that word recently, deserve.
Yeah.
It's really been bugging me lately because I keep watching all these shows. You deserve love. Do you? Do you deserve it? Like,
right.
Can we shift that word a little bit?
If you're doing the right things, you deserve it. If you're doing the wrong things, obviously you don't deserve it. But if you feel like you don't deserve it, you are going to make the choice to do the wrong things.
Do the wrong things.
You have
you're
to
right.
feel that you deserve it first to put yourself in the position to actually really deserve it, to really make the move to do it. So it is the same with women. If you don't feel like you're worthy of an abundant life with money, then you're not going to feel like you're worthy of an abundant life with women. And so you really have to work on that self-love stuff.
Yeah, precisely. And why would you feel worthy if your life hasn't shown you any evidence of worth?
Right, right.
Yes. That's a hard one. So like, I know we said in the first half of the show. So let's say I have this client right now. Again, he's like in his 60s and he has had shit thrown at him. He's had this belief that his parents were not happy for him to be around and that he would never amount to anything. If he was ever really excited about something and went to his parents, they'd be like, okay, great. What about this? Like they never showed that they believed that he could become something. And now he's a super successful guy in spite of that. But he still feels really crappy about himself. He's picked very horrible partners, always with drug addictions, always with who cheat, always. So how, if you have 60 years, if you have 30 years, if you have 40 years of this evidence in front of you, how do you shift that? Like, what do you do?
I'll give you the answer.
Oh, good. I like it.
It's the one to help me.
Okay.
Those weren't happening to you. They were all happening for you. Every single one of them. Every one of them. And when you make those shifts and when you stop being a victim and you become a victor, everything begins to shift.
How do you do that? How do you do it though? Like, is it just literally the mindset of the way that you look at it?
It's the understanding and the going back in time to really rationalize and truly see, know, feel, and understand what was happening in that moment, right? You got to go back to that precisely. You got to go back to that time period, either mentally, you could do it through hypnosis, you could do it through therapist. There's a lot of ways to go back into that exact moment and kind of relive it and begin changing the feelings. So, because when you change the feeling and you anchor an entire different reality to what actually occurred in that moment, you link it into your brain and then your nervous system changes. Once your nervous system changes, you become aligned with the real truth of what actually happened. The whole vision of that moment shifts in your brain and you get released from the pain.
Totally.
Yeah, we create the story.
Yeah,
we create the narrative that's going on.
We are the perception.
Well, I have a notebook that I wrote on it from victim to creator. to take control. And it's actually embarrassing for me.
If there is an award for effort, this she is the queen.
Yeah.
She, well, like, you do. You have had stuff thrown at you over the years, and you are the person who does not sit and wallow. You might wallow a little bit, but you take charge and you put effort in to make that change for yourself.
Yeah. I have had a lot of stuff thrown at me, especially in the last 5 or 6 years. And I could lay down and just say, that's it. I give up. But I keep getting up. I keep getting up. And from building that muscle of continuing to get up, I'm now feeling strong enough to really go the distance. Before it was like, okay, well, I just have to get back up and I'll just get back up. And within that getting back up, it was like, I'm just standing. I got up standing, but I'm not moving and I'm not strong. Yes, I stood up from getting knocked down, but now am I standing up, moving and building muscle and building on top of all of that. So that's a whole process I'm going through. I went to like healing retreat, et cetera, to really work on this.
No, but the effort, like she does everything possible. She's amazing.
Yeah. And Kristen, what you're talking about right there, that's what I need men to do. That's what I've been, I'm begging and calling all the men in the world. Cause when you heal the men, you heal the nation, right? The brokenness
yes.
of men is in direct proportion to the brokenness of any nation that you're experiencing.
100%.
Because they fail to do what you just mentioned. They fail to really go in deep and do the stupid, weird, crazy, odd breathing exercises and the weird, strange poses that make you feel uncomfortable because your butt's in the air, but you do it for 15 minutes and you start to cry a little bit. You start to think about something mm-hmm. and you start to like, oh man, I feel like I'm in my mother's womb. And you reconnect with that energy and oh yeah. man, then you start to heal your DNA. You can change, you can upgrade your DNA. It's very possible. It happened in my life numerous times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy's a Tennessee man. So he's like, you know, you would think strong, proud, masculine
he's
man.
Not, he's wimpy and demure.
No, yeah, he's a way to push up. But it's funny because like other guys would say, oh God, that's like so pussy-ish if you to say that. But all I see when you say that is like, you're a man. You're an absolute man.
Thank you. Well, again, but I had to prove that to myself because I agree with you. And here's the one time that changed in my life when I was like, dude, you're such a pussy. Why are you crying? That changed when I saw Tony Robbins cry. And there's no person on earth who can be like, Tony Robbins is a pansy. Like, no one's ever saying that about that man.
Right. He's an 8-foot pansy. Yeah.
So it's like, he was crying. Like, so you have him, you have Tom Brady when he won the Super Bowl, you have Michael Jordan when he retired. And I saw all these men I looked up to for my whole life crying. I was like, wait a minute. Maybe they're just in tune with their emotions and they're really feeling this moment.
I saw a guy at this healing event with muscles the size of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah.
Cry his eyes out. And it was so wonderful. I was like, I love that people hurt. No, but it was,
no, but no, I love that they're human. They're human and everybody else flocks to them. And they're all having these amazing moments of people being good when most of the time you think people are pretty shitty.
Yeah. Amen.
So I echo what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I do want to go back to this, guy who had the negative mindset, just to give guys like a more concrete example. So you were saying to look at things from a different perspective, right?
Yeah.
So for example, this guy who looks at his parents and says, they never wanted to support me. They never loved me. And maybe looking back or even talking to your parents about what was going on for them during that time period, like maybe they were on the brink mm-hmm. of divorce. Maybe they were struggling every single day to bring in money mm-hmm. to the household. Maybe you find out that your father was a huge narcissist asshole who was cheating. Like all of these things that can give you more information to understand why they possibly were not able to give to you. Like it's just mm-hmm. getting more information either from yourself or even from mm-hmm. your own brain and shifting the story. Because somebody said something really great. Like when you're a child, children are really good. I think they're investigators. Like, I forget what it was, but like, they're really good at like seeing things, but they're not good at seeing the whole picture. It was a much better way of saying that because when you're a child, you look at things very black and white. You don't yep. see the gray until you're older. So you can't understand gray yet.
Right.
So they can see things, but then they slot things into categories, right? Like, oh, that's bad. That's good. When you're older, you can see it a little bit more gray, but you're riding off of these assumptions, these stories that you created when you were much younger, when things were black and white. So as you said before, really getting to like put a different pair of glasses on and look at different situations, see how you participated in it, see what yes. potentially was going on with other people, and then reworking each of the stories.
For sure. Because the shift, Marnie, is gratitude, right? That's the yeah. shift. The shift that starts there. Because if you go, you know, maybe my dad was just an awful person and he did kind of hate me. What, like, and you get to that moment, like you said, maybe he's just a narcissist liar and he's yeah. just a horrible human being. Okay, cool. But he gave you life. Mm-hmm. That's the reason that you're here. He was yep. a part of that equation. So if you could just ground into gratitude and go, hey, whoever of a person that he was and why he did the things he did, I'm going to love him
yeah.
unconditionally. And you get to that level of forgiveness, because unforgiveness is voluntary emotional incarceration.
Yeah.
So once you get to the point, you're like, you know what? I forgive this person for whatever they did for me. I'm going to be grateful that it happened for me. It gave me confidence. It gave me energy. It gave me direction, motivation. It pushed me. It made me inspired to be something amazing.
Yeah. And I feel bad for that person because they missed out on this amazing person because they probably right. hate themselves as well.
That's right.
Okay. I love it. I absolutely love it. Jeremy, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of this with us. I think this was a really great episode and really great messages about money, about relationships, how they're tied together. So Jeremy Newsom, again, is the author of Money Grows on Trees. Do people just go to Amazon to get this? Do they go to a website? Tell us more about where they find
it. Yeah, Amazon's perfect, or wherever they sell books.
Okay, wonderful. And what will they find in this book? Like, what are you teaching about?
I'm going to share in that book the beliefs that you have mentally that's keeping you from having more money and how to change those beliefs so that you can live in all the wealth that you deserve and want.
Yeah, which I think, as you just said, they're all tied to each other. So if you change these beliefs about money, it'll change your beliefs about women, and both will come flying at you.
Facts.
That's what it sounds like to me. Amazing. Okay, so it's Money Grows on Trees by Jeremy Alexander Newsom. So guys, go check out that book. He's got some wise, wise words, and I hope that each of you get a copy of that book. Thanks so much for coming on the show. And thanks, Kristen, for coming on the show and to continue putting in your effort.
Yes, of course.
I see it on your face. I can hear it in your voice. You're about to kick ass, and I can tell it's coming soon. So I'm proud of you, and I'm happy you're still here. And you have no salt added ketchup. Even better.
No salt,
even
baby.
Better. You're a crazy person. You need salt in your ketchup. That's ridiculous.
I know. I didn't buy that. I didn't choose this. This was the only thing available.
Exactly. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. You know, we have been doing a lot of replays recently, but it's because we've been doing this for 7 years and
12 years,
a bit of a break.
Marnie.
12 years? Are you freaking
yes,
kidding me?
Like 11 and a half. Oh, I think 11 and a half, almost 12.
We'd started before podcasts even existed.
We did.
We should be huge. We are not huge. We should be huge. But wow, 12 freaking years. Anyway, please, please, please go and subscribe to our show and share episodes like this one with other people, other men that you think will benefit from the information in the episodes. You guys are awesome. We'll see you next week.